Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I called last week. I had a charge on my account, and the lady looked it up and helped me, and she said that it would be put back on my in my bank, and she even gave me a number, like KCO21, but it still hasn't been put back on. Can you help me, please?
Yes, ma'am. What's your zip code, please?
40701.
What's your name, ma'am?
Sandra Lawson.
Okay, can you verify your mailing address, please?
5076KY3436, Corbin, Kentucky. 40701.
Okay, thank you, ma'am, for verifying the information. One moment, please.
It was for
$94.90. Okay. Yes, ma'am. And do you remember when you called in, ma'am?
I believe it was Thursday.
Thursday? On the 10th?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me see. I can tell when it went in because the bank fraud called, you know, called me, but it was at night when they called.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was on the 10th.
So, did you call your bank and do a dispute, anything like that, ma'am?
Yes, I did.
With your bank?
Yes. They told me to call, you know, this number and said, you know, see if I could get them to take it off.
So, with that being said, ma'am, so you did say you already have done a dispute with your bank, correct?
Yes.
Okay, one moment, please. Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
With that being said, ma'am, since you already have filed a dispute with your bank, ma'am, you're going to have to call your bank with you and your bank on the line, or your bank have us call us back, ma'am, and state that, ask them, can they drop the dispute so we can possibly offer you a refund, ma'am.
Well, see, I went down there, and they cut up my debit card because it was on that and issued me a new card, and then she said to call you guys and said then if I couldn't get a hold of you, then I could sign a dispute. But then they said I wouldn't need to sign a dispute until I talked to yous. So I don't know, you know, one, I just going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you saying?
But I'm asking, did you, like you stated before, you did do a dispute in effect, correct? You have went down there and did a dispute on the charge, $94.90.
Yes, I think that's what I signed. I don't know if it's for that or for the new card. Oh, Lordy. Because one lady told me I didn't need to do the dispute until I talked to you. And then the other lady said I had to sign a dispute to get it to come off. So I'm not sure if I did or not. So I need to call the bank back, is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am. Is it possible you could call the bank and just have them call us with you on the line, just clarifying that you haven't filed a dispute, because you stated that you signed some papers.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know for your car dispute. We just want to check and see if a dispute is in effect, so we can possibly offer you a refund.
So you have to have the dispute before you can do my refunds, is what you're saying?
No, ma'am. What I'm stating, ma'am, you had to call your bank and ask them, can they drop the dispute? And then,
or
when
can they drop the dispute?
Can they drop the dispute? So with that being said, ma'am, we'll need your bank on the line to clarify that you haven't did a dispute, so we could possibly offer you a refund.
All righty. I'll call them.
I do apologize, ma'am, running around and everything. But, yes, ma'am, we had to have that clarification before we go any further with everything.
Thanks.
You're more than welcome.